This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Facing a challenge from his own party, Republican Kevin McCarthy failed to remain Speaker by a vote of 216 to 210. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
For the first time ever, the leader of the U.S. House of Representatives has been removed from power.
Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Republican Representative Matt Gaetz forced a vote on removing McCarthy, expressing frustration at McCarthy's leadership after he failed to pass a government funding bill last week with conservative spending priorities. U.S. lawmakers will hold elections next week for a new Speaker of the House, the person who is second in the presidential line of succession. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Police in Thailand arrested a teenage gunman suspected of killing two foreigners and wounding five people Tuesday in a shooting spree at a Bangkok mall, the latest high-profile gun violence to rock the country in recent years. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zalina.
A 14-year-old has been arrested in Thailand after a deadly shooting at a luxury mall in Bangkok on Tuesday. Police said the suspect had been receiving psychiatric treatment but had skipped his prescribed medicine on the day of the incident.
The suspect is still young. He's protected by the Child Protection Act. I don't want the media to ask much about the suspect as he's still young. Now, we have brought him to the police office.
Gunfire rang out in the late afternoon at the popular Siam Paragon Mall, a tourist hotspot. Hundreds of people could be seen fleeing the venue.
Italian authorities say at least 21 people have been killed, 18 injured in a bus crash near Venice. Local officials say the bus was carrying foreign tourists, including Ukrainians. This is VOA News. New York City's Democratic mayor is heading to Latin America with a message saying the New York City is at capacity. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's traveling to Latin America to discourage people from seeking asylum in the city as it struggles to handle a massive influx of migrants. New York City has absorbed almost 120,000 migrants just over the past year, with hundreds still arriving daily in need of housing and employment. Adams says he wants to give an honest assessment of the situation and tell people in Latin America that the city's shelter system has been overwhelmed and is at capacity. Adams has made a series of urgent pleas for a shift in federal immigration policy and for funding to help the city manage the arrival of migrants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The World Health Organization approved a second malaria vaccine Monday. It's hoped the new drug will quickly be rolled out in countries across Africa in coming months. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
A new malaria vaccine known as R21 was developed by Britain's Oxford University along with the Serum Institute of India. It is already in use in Ghana and Burkina Faso. The World Health Organization approved the drug Monday, paving the way for its wider rollout. The WHO approved the first ever malaria vaccine in 2021, known as RTSS. The WHO says there is little difference in effectiveness between the two vaccines, but the new R21 vaccine is cheaper to make. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
An official says that India has told Canada to remove 41 of its 62 diplomats in the country, ramping up a confrontation over Canadian accusations that India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in suburban Vancouver. The official spoke on condition of anonymity ahead of public reaction from the Canadian government later Tuesday, also confirming an earlier report from the Financial Times. Canadian President, or I should say Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has said that there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slaying of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a 45-year-old Sikh leader who was killed by masked gunmen in June. Recapping one of our top stories, facing a challenge from his own party, Republican Kevin McCarthy has failed to remain Speaker of the House by a vote of 216 to 210. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.